You guys got some good stuff going on today with the, what is this, a reboot of the Super Contest?
That is right. Yeah, we launched our reboot campaign. We're going to give everybody a shot at the rest of the football season, actually. It's a second chance at the season. If we kind of came up with it a couple of years ago, actually. We finally were able to launch it this year, and when we say it's a Super Contest reboot, it's exactly that. It is a contest that gives everybody a chance at this football season. It's for weeks 9 through 17, and you don't have to be in the original Super Contest to enter. This is a brand new contest for everyone, and it's for the second half of the season.
Same cost?
$500.
Oh, okay. A little cheaper than the actually a lot cheaper. $1,500 to get into the original Super Contest. So why do this? You have a ton of people who after the first half of the season in the Super Contest are like, "Hey, we're done. This is silly. I would love to play the second half."
Yeah, like me. But I mean, I had that move. You know, it's like, oh, you know, it's like, you know, here I am. You know, being I'm 500 or a little less than 500. You know, and it's like, you know, the seventh or eighth week, and I know there's some in, you know, season prizes, but, you know, it would be nice to get another shot. And so this is what this contest does. It gives that, you know, second chance to everybody.
Excellent. You can start signing up when?
September 30th, we'll start accepting the entries, and we go through, 11 a.m. on November 2nd, which is week 9. Obviously, if you use that Thursday's game, which I think is October 30th or something like that, if you use, or actually it's Halloween, October 31st, then obviously you'd have to be entered before that. And it goes all the way through the end of the year. And yeah, so $500, max of 2 entries per person. And let's see, 40% of that will go to the winner. And let's see, we are paying the top 10 in the reboot.
Great, great stuff going on at the Westgate, as always, Jay. So we're excited to find out that how that goes. How have people kind of been responding to the Super Contest once again this year? We know people know about it, but you continue to get the same excitement level week in and week out from people that are, you know, thrilled to be in it?
Sure. I mean, there's always a lot of talk about it, especially those that are doing well. You certainly hear their voices up there. You know, here we are only in week 3, and I understand no one's really out of it yet. Unless, I don't know, maybe you're over 15 or 2 and 13, whatever it is. But, you know, we wanted to launch this reboot, you know, now, give everybody a chance to, you know, see how their current contests are doing, you know, and I thought the halfway point was a good time to, you know, start the second half contest, and that's exactly what this is about.
Jay Cornegay, Superbook USA. So Super Contest back in the second half of the season with a reboot, $500 entry. So let's find out what happened yesterday. You guys had to do okay. I mean, it was such a dog day. You didn't get beat up on the teasers with the Cowboys and the Patriots, did you?
Oh, no, we didn't get beat up on teasers. We got beat up on parlay cards, of all things. We had a few parlay cards that came through, a few 10-team parlay cards come
Ooh.
Through.
Nice.
And that's 550-1, fellas. Yeah.
Wow.
So you pay off a couple of those, you know, it's going to take a dent out of any profit. But we actually lost on the day. We won a couple of games. You know, I mean, there was some. You know, now you sound like one of my bosses.
What? You guys lost?
What are you guys doing down there? we're not paying attention. The game last night was the killer. I mean, there was just so much liability tied to the Rams, the game under, and that was the kicker for us. We actually, if we would have won that game, or the Browns would have won that game, you know, we would have probably been okay, but it wasn't the case. We had a lot of parlay liability attached to the Rams on and off the board. I'm not just the parlay cards, but just parlays off the board, and that really sunk us last night.
How much worse would it have been had the Patriots covered?
Oh, yeah, that was the biggest decision of the morning. and we were I don't know how we did that, okay, but I want to thank the Patriots, the special teams maybe, we certainly appreciate that. But yeah, we posted a pretty ugly number yesterday, and we could have, if we would have lost that game, and let's just say a couple other games that went our way. I mean, I'm telling you right now, the Chiefs game and the Ravens, that last touchdown, we actually were rooting for that last touchdown by the Ravens, and then we found out the tied win card was like one of the key games that they used with the Ravens +6 tied win.
Uh-oh.
That we took a beating on that game. We actually didn't need that last touchdown, but we didn't know that until after the fact.